My name is Bob, and I am an alcoholic. Wow, what a convention this has been. Last night's going to be etched in my heart for a long, long time. It was so much fun. I can't believe all the sober people in this room could have so much fun as the last night. It was incredible. I didn't feel like that when I was new. I always say I came to, and then I came to believe. And it took me a long time for that all to happen. I was one of those people. I was still working when I came into AA. I lost the job after I got into AA the first year, and it was just a horrible time in my life. I was convinced that I wasn't an alcoholic. I maybe drink a little bit too much once in a while. I'm a victim of circumstance. People, places, and things is my problem, not me. And it's all of those things I just said are the complete opposite is what I believe today, thanks to Alcoholics Anonymous and the God of my understanding. I just can't believe how many AA giants entered my life as time went on in my years in the program. The right people showed up and just taught me how I should act, how I should react, and what I should do about certain things. And you know, I would like to say it was like a real quick thing in the beginning, but it was not. It was a very slow process for me. I got a cement head. I like to say my brain is like a steel trap, you know. Nothing gets in and nothing gets out, you know. and it's not that way today. Today I can truly, you know, I love the end of the big book, that phrase, contempt prior to investigation. I can truly feel that the other person's point of view. I truly can see that today. I could never see that before. It was always my point of view. I don't know. I think the most important thing that I did right, and I didn't even know I was doing it right, but I joined a group at the beginning. And that group just put their loving arms around me and just took care of me and told me what to do and showed me what to do, mostly showed me. You can't tell me anything at that time. And you know, we went on commitments, and what a commitment was our group would make appointments or a date with other groups, and we would exchange commitments where from 5 to 30 people would go out on the road to another group and speak. And if there was 30 of you, you would speak a lot less, like I'm going to do today, and you would, you know, share your story. And by sharing my story in those early days, I started to learn who I was and what I was. And I started to say things I was totally ashamed of. Thank you very much. I'm just so grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Our next speaker is Allison D. with 42 years of sobriety.
All righty, nice and close, he tells me. Hi, everyone. I'm Allison. I'm an alcoholic. Was not expecting to be up this soon, so that gave me not nearly as much time to rehearse in my head what I was going to tell you all, so what you get is what you get. My sobriety date is January 3rd, 1980. I got sober in Minnesota at the time that it really was the land of 10,000 treatment centers or 10,000 12-step programs, depending on your definition. It was pretty much inevitable that I would get sober because I was around people I really liked who were in these various 12-step programs, but I knew I couldn't drink around them. I didn't entirely know why, but I knew I couldn't necessarily predict how I would behave, so it was just safer not to drink around these people, but I really wanted to be around those people. So eventually God revealed to me what was true, and I made the choice to stay sober because I had not been drinking for about 2 weeks at that point. And I've not looked back on or regretted that decision. Lots of things happened in my early sobriety, which resulted in my showing up here in Honolulu, November of 1983.